It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
And we're back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. That was a little bit of the intro. That was a taste of Fragile Sky. 15 seconds of Fragile Sky.
Sing, Sing, Stalker.
Sing, Sing, Stalker. Yes. All right. This is not about a stalker, but we will get to this nonetheless. DC, unless somebody's stalking the monuments. Let's get to some hard news. News that makes you hard. I don't think that's... Probably not this.
That would be a great. Welcome to Hard News. Hard that makes you hard. News that makes you hard.
Well, we are going to talk about the Washington Monument, and that looks like it's hard. But all right, here we go. A task force formed by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has called for dozens of landmarks in the nation's capital to be removed, renamed, or contextualized over ties to slavery or racism, among them the Washington Monument and Jefferson Memorial. Our decision-making prism-focused... Why doesn't Washington get a memorial? Why does he get a monument and Jefferson gets, like, a memorial? Are we sadder that Jefferson died? I don't know. All right. Just thought of that.
I don't know why.
Well, you know, Washington was the father of the country, so I guess he gets a big pointy monument.
Sure.
Where Jefferson was second up, so he gets a memorial.
Our decision-making prism focused on key disqualifying histories, including participation in slavery, a participation trophy, systematic racism, mistreatment of or actions that suppressed equality for persons of color, women, and LGBTQ communities, and violations of the D.C. Human Rights Act. Read the 24-page report issued Tuesday by the District of Columbia Facilities and Commemorative Expressions Group, or D.C. Faces. Aha. Aided by the input of thousands of D.C. residents, the panel scoured everything from monuments to public schools to playgrounds to street and neighborhood names for potentially problematic pasts. While some locations were simply recommended for a renaming, including schools named after Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Graham Bell, and Francis Scott Key, who penned the poem that became the basis for the Star-Spangled Banner, others were pegged for potentially harsher sentences. The panel recommended that officials remove, relocate, or contextualize. Relocate. Where the hell are you going to put the D.C. Where are you going to put Washington's fucking thing? Can't put that on its side.
Grand Canyon.
We're making it smaller. It's going to be a semi. Anyway, relocate or contextualize the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial, as well as statues of other famous figures in American history, including Benjamin Franklin. What did Benjamin Franklin do?
Leave Franklin alone. He
was a womanizer.
One of the first Me Too guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Are we going to get... Is it like a Me Too contextualization? I don't understand.
I don't know enough about his history, but I mean, like, were the women complaining? I don't know.
Maybe they didn't feel like they could come forward. Anyway.
But Jesus Christ, he put his kite down, jumped on a ship out in the Atlantic to go to France to screw whores. You know what I mean? He was a goer.
Maybe it was the Kite Lives Matter movement.
Ah. But Bowser, who used to be in Sha-na-na,
that was a foot race.
Showing some age there, kids. But Bowser, even if she were inclined to agree with the panel's recommendations, is limited in her capacity to do anything about those monuments because they sit on federal land. As long as President Trump is in the White House, the mayor's irresponsible recommendations will go absolutely nowhere. And as the mayor of our nation's capital city, a city that belongs to the American people, she ought to be ashamed for even suggesting them for consideration, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said in a statement Tuesday. Trump has pushed back strongly against attacks on monuments across America, very strongly, and decried cancel culture, even though he tries to cancel other people, as an erasure of the nation's history. Bowser convened the panel over the summer as protests raged nationwide following the Memorial Day death of George Floyd, a black Minneapolis man killed beneath the knee of a white police officer. You know, it's an interesting thing because they go through the gamut from contextualizing to removing. Now, even Joe has said when arguing for the Confederate flag, Confederate monuments, which really have no historical purpose because they were put up during the Jim Crow era and the Civil Rights era. But even though, but Joe has said, well, you should put signs up to contextualize them. Don't roll your eyes. It's true. It's when they were up. You can't roll your eyes at facts.
But it's a teaching point.
But they're not. But these could be. You actually could put up. You actually could put up a sign by the Washington Monument and say, you know, he was a slave owner, but he was the father of his of the country, but he did free his slave. You know, you could actually put up a sign there.
Because everybody owned slaves back then. It was part of the culture back then.
Right, but you could do that.
The way they lived, they also built a country.
Right, but I'm saying you could actually
and be left the way they are.
Well, no, but you could improve them by putting those signs up to explain, to explain that you know whatever percentage of wealthy white people own slaves, he did free the slaves upon his death. You could actually put up the hit, and you could actually make it more educational. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think I'd want to remove the Jefferson Memorial. I think that's a bit much, but
it's just because basically people look at, oh well. You know, basically, these monuments are signaling to people that lived in the way the world was then, and they built the country. They stood up to England. They put their lives on the line, and he built a country. You know, and it was just, you know, that was the culture back then. You know,
right? But I think there's something to be said. I think there's something to be said that he was rapey. I think you can put that in there. You can put the history there. You can put like Thomas Jefferson raped. What was it? Sally Hemings? Was that her name?
Yes,
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay, but I mean that. I mean he had children. He had children with his favorite slave. But here's the thing about slaves: they can't really say no. So you could put that there, and you could also put all this being said, he's a great man because of this, that, and the other thing. You can do that. I think you know.
I mean, look how Ted Kennedy was praised. You know, he crashed a car, drowned a woman, walked away, found his lawyer first, and then went on to several more, you know, a lot more terms in office. And everybody just looked the other way.
I don't know. Yeah, no. You know, again, we're not good people. That's just the way that's evolution. That's the way we evolve. I think now it could be a little bit more of a scandal. Who the fuck knows? You know what? Americans overlook so much shit when it's their team. So I don't even know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, oh, we wouldn't do that now. Yeah, we would. I know we would because I'm seeing a lot of shit that I thought would never get overlooked before. So if it's your team, if it's your guy, your gal, you know, a lot of Americans would go, yeah, it's okay. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them. If Obama fucking left a woman in a fucking lake to die, I'd be like, he's gots to go. I loved Barry, but he's gots to go. We can't have that anymore. But I understand. I'm in the minority. I actually have my own fucking moral compass. I don't have a team. I get it. I get it. I'm the same guy who watched the Yankees go, they fucking suck. I don't need to kiss my baseball team's ass. I see they suck. And it's because I love them, I can call them out. Now, I would get rid of names of playgrounds, not of like, you know what, playgrounds, if you want to change it to something that's not as fraught, like we've talked about this with schools before, because these are not federal things. The monuments, they belong to the whole country. You know, the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, those are ours. They're all of ours. But if there's a playground or a school in D.C. or a street name, and the community's uncomfortable with it. We've talked about it before.
What's the name of the street?
Well, we talked about it before. Like in some of the communities that were like they wanted to rename schools named after Washington and Jefferson, and we all said, well, if that's how the community wants to feel about it, it's their community. That's fine. If your community wants to change it, and you pay your taxes there, and you vote there, so be it. I mean, listen, in some of these communities, we have schools named after Confederate generals and slave owners and everything. That's what the community wants to do. It's a reflection on their community. So I don't really have a problem with that on the community. I don't want them taking down the Washington Monument because that's the country's. That's all of ours. And I don't think the panel in D.C. should get the right to take that away from all of us. But I do like the idea of putting some context in it to make it more educational.
Okay, I still are just against renaming a street, you know, after a president or a founding father of the country.
But you weren't. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about that same thing. It was in California. And you were like, if that's what they want to do, it's not what you would vote for, but if that's what they want to do, that's their community. We all kind of agreed on that.
Yeah, I know. I know what I said. You know, but, you know, in hindsight, you know, it's just where does it end?
Yeah, but they're paying the taxes there. It's their community. They're paying for that school. It's really none of our business. You know, as long as they're not breaking laws. Obviously, if they're breaking laws, that's a problem. But, you know, the schools reflect the community. The street signs reflect the community and their values. So if they change through the years, so be it. Like, I don't like these schools named after, Jefferson Davis. It doesn't reflect my values. But apparently, it reflects their values. So I'm not going to go in there and demand they rename it. That's up to that community. When it's federal, then we all have a stake in it. That would be my argument.
Right.
That makes sense.
All right. We all agree. We're all
but
good.
I still think you know it's a nice argument, but it's never going to end. It's never going to end.
It might. Listen, you got to understand where we are right now. It's not a bad place. The country goes through spasms where it comes to terms with our history. And really, until we make this history right, we're just going to keep on fucking reliving this cycle of violence. We saw it in the late 60s.
This whole history that we're outraged and nobody knows what it's like to be African-American, when it turns out that the African-American people have had more opportunities now than they've ever had in the history of this country, whether, you know...
They've had more than they've had. That's right, in the history of the country, but it's still not the same. It's still not the same. They don't get paid as well as we get paid for the same jobs. There's still issues. So until the country lives up to the ideals where everybody's created equal and we all get the man, woman, gay, black, white, Jewish, whatever, until we all get the same level playing ground, we're going to go through these cycles. So the quicker America reckons with this and deals with this shit, and everybody feels that they get a fair shake, whatever their background, whatever their race, whatever their religion, whatever their sexual identification, until we deal with that, we're going to have this shit. We had it 50 years ago in 1968, and it's happening again. It's just going to keep on happening. So if you want America...
Do you want to know something? It's interesting what you said there. I watch Dragnet every morning.
Did not see that coming. I'm sorry. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. But I watch Dragnet every morning. And all the issues that are being discussed now, you know, they discuss on the show.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my point.
Yeah, that is great.
That is my point, Joe. That is my point. And they were talking about the Confederate flag on an episode of The Golden Girls. I saw that clip. I actually posted it and everything. So, yes, that is my point. Until we get this shit right, where everybody feels like they're getting a fair shake.
But the funny thing, this has been my argument, all of a sudden, this is where the hypocrisy comes in and nonsense. All of a sudden, we're all outraged. Where the fuck have you been for 50 years? Okay, especially when everything is getting on the right path, you know, opportunities for African Americans are going. What happens is there police brutality? Yeah. However, the most of them are felons that don't comply with the law, okay, and they make their own, you know, and due to socioeconomic things in their community that they refuse to address, and if you do, you're called an Uncle Tom, you know, or if you say something as a white guy, you're a racist, and we're told we don't understand because we're black. Well, there's a lot of people that are in those communities that understand that it's their communities that got to start taking
the steps. The only thing that has changed, because black people have been saying this since the 60s, that they're treated differently by the police, is now we have it on camera. Because everybody... Because before, we didn't know about it. I had no idea.
And with the great thing about being it on camera, there's a lot of more cases than not of people saying police brutality, and it gets into court because the cameras are on and going... He was resisting arrest. He was spitting.
That's great. That I talk about this all the time with my neighbor who's a police officer. That's great. He wants it. He wants the camera. Unfortunately, too many of these guys, it was shut off. Nobody had their body cam on. Yes, we need the transparency. You're absolutely right. A lot of times, I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of times, the police are vindicated. But that's what you want. If you're a good police officer, you want that camera on because you people are going to bitch about the police and the complaints are unjustified. It's the shitty ones that don't want the camera on. It's the shitty ones that are the problem. That's what I'm saying. We need to make it where if these fuckers don't have it on, that they get suspended. I don't know what you can do, but we should demand this stuff. It should not be up to some pedestrian filming this shit on their phone and we find out about it 3 months later. I mean, we saw what happened with the jogger in Georgia. You know, these white people surround him, and because one of them was a former cop, we don't hear about it for 3 months until the video fucking leaks. There's too much of that shit. There's too much of that stuff. They need to.
But, you know, but the thing about it is, too, is that you look at the Black Lives Matter movement, and a lot of it is radical stuff. They haven't done anything positive. In addition to that, they have not mentioned anything of the explosion of black on black crime. They have not said one word about
it. How come you don't hold the white supremacists, who, by the way, the Department of Homeland Security today said is the number one threat to America? The white supremacists, violence by white supremacists. How come you don't hold white people to the same fucking standards?
And how come you don't see the statistics for white supremacist crime?
Those are the number one crimes.
I don't think the crime level in Chicago is due to white supremacists. I don't think it's in New York. I don't think it's in Chicago. Detroit.
Listen, Joe, you can have your narrative, but I'm telling you what the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have said are the greatest threats to safety in America. White supremacists. You can look it up yourself. I'm not going to do the research for you. I'm not making it up. I'm just saying, if you want to hold, how come you're not outraged that white parents?
You haven't answered my question yet.
What?
Have white supremacists been prevalent in all the shootings in Chicago? Have they been prevalent in the shootings in Detroit?
In Chicago, that's gang-related. That's gang-related crimes. That's a separate thing. It's not random shit. A lot of that stuff...
Separate. It's what's happening in those communities.
I understand that. But what I'm telling you is...
I don't think you do.
No, because you want...
What's happening in those communities.
Well, what do you want me to tell you, Joe? I don't live there. You know, the people in the community will tell you the guns are coming in.
What I'm telling you is, you could say, well, the Department of Homeland Security, but week after week after week, day after day, more we're hearing about more shootings in black areas, black and black crime. Now, here's the deal: Black Lives Matter has not addressed that at all. And you want to know something? Even if he said that, and the argument was, wait, well, maybe it's white supremacist, you can make the argument there, but let them even address that.
Listen. I have seen these black community leaders in Chicago address it. I've seen Sharpton address it. You're just never going to be happy with it. I can't speak for it. I don't live there. I don't know. I'm not black. I can't speak to it. I've seen some leaders address it. I'm telling you what they're saying. What the mayor of Chicago is saying is, the vast majority of the guns are flowing in from Indiana. That's where they're getting the illegal guns. So if you want to be serious about that, let's crack down on that too.
And they're taking them because there's no civilness in those communities, and then they're killing each other with it.
Well, they would argue, well, we've shown studies where if you give black people opportunities, they're not going to turn to violence. You have a lot of former gang.
And how do you give opportunity? What business is going to open in a crime-laden area?
Well, you need better policing. You need more policing. But people in these areas, they want police. It's a myth that they don't want police. That's a far-left thing. Abolish the police. People in the communities want police. They just want good policing. That's what they want. The vast majority of Americans, no matter what the ethnicity, no matter what the religion, no matter what the sexual orientation, we want police. We want good police, and we want them to be held accountable. That's all. That's what we know. The vast majority of us don't want to abolish the police. Joe Biden doesn't want to abolish the police. He doesn't even want to defund the police. But that's what we need. We need good policing. We don't need police doing what your guy did. Not that he's a bad, not that he's an awful cop. He might have a lot of good things. But we don't need cops hanging out in fucking empty parking lots waiting for you to come by or a teenager to do donuts, you know, to fucking give a ticket. We don't need that shit. We need them.
Here's the deal, okay? I got pulled over. I complied. I gave him my license and registration. He asked me where I was going. I told him. He came back. He let me go. Either he's going to let me go or give me a ticket. You comply. If it's going to be an issue, then you go to a court of law, and then you meet him in a court of law, and you discuss it there.
And what a lot of black people will tell you is they don't get the opportunity for it to go down that way. That's what they'll tell you, Joe. Now, if you want to take it up with black people,
don't get the opportunity to go down. What do you mean by that?
They will tell you that the police escalate the situation. They feel threatened, and that's another thing. Once the police feel threatened, we got to establish what that is legally, by the way. But once the police,
we also have to define what do you mean feel threatened?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Too many times the police get away with shooting someone because they throw this vague thing. I feel threatened. I fear for my life. I don't want to get into a whole cop thing right now, but you can't tell me that you fear for your life when they're running away. You could tell me they're not complying. You could tell me they're making things more difficult, and when we do catch them, there are going to be extra charges for that, and you have me there. I agree with you there. You can't tell me your life is threatened when they're running away, when their back is to you, unless they reach them, unless you see a weapon where they can shoot. You can't, and too many times, they get off. That's what people want. They want accountability. They want the law to work evenly. And listen, we know what we know, and even when we go into traffic court, we know if it's the cop's word versus our word, it's going to be the cop. If it's you know, just word on word, we know that shit, and that's where the outrage is. People just want it fair, and I think if we do that, and it's not an easy job being a cop, every week I feel like I'm saying this. I'm all for paying the good cops much more money. I'm all for that. But I don't want to hear about snowflakes. I don't want to hear about blue flus. I don't want to feel like, oh, we don't feel appreciated. I don't want to hear that shit. I want you to do your job. I want you to do it well. And I want you to be safe. And I want to pay you well for a job well done. And I think that's what the vast majority of communities want. Whatever it is. Most people, we want cops. We want to feel that if there's a cop, Americans want to feel, if there's a cop present, that they're going to be safe. They don't want to feel like, oh, shit, if they're law-abiding. Obviously, if you're a criminal, you know, every time a cop shows up, it's laws. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's cops and robbers.
Got heroin and a shotgun in the back.
Yeah, sure. Then by all means, feel, oh, shit, because there's a cop there. But law-abiding citizens, when I'm walking around and I see a cop, I feel safe. Black people will tell you that's not the feeling they have. Black people that have not committed a crime. And what I am telling you is they want to feel the same way that the three of us feel. That's all they want.
Right. And what they need to do is be accountable in their communities, where the communities start policing themselves and working on the key areas that with the crime and the family.
Well, you need the police.
On making the crime less prevalent, where that eventually it will be that way.
You need the police. You need an active police force that's in the community. Listen, I think far too many of these, I don't want to get into the whole police fucking thing tonight, but I think far too many, and we've talked about it on the show with police, the best way to do policing is community policing. And I think far too many of these police don't live in the town. I think it's much better when the police live in the town, because then you see them at the Little League field. You see them at the supermarket. You're all part of the community. You don't feel threatened when you pull someone. The cop doesn't feel threatened if he's seen you around. You don't feel threatened if you've seen the cop around. But we don't do that. And we got to listen, there's a lot to do. We're not going to solve that
problem. Oh, you want to know, sir? I mean, even people do. Look, I was over at Vinny's house yesterday, and one of the kids was blowing off fireworks and stuff like that, and the cops came up, okay? You've got a former FBI agent, you've got a Nassau County prosecutor, and you went out there to talk to the cop, along with a corrections officer, and you're still like, holy cow, the cops are here. You know, it's those guys. You know? So it's like, you know, it's still, I think no matter who you are, when the cop shows up, you're like, holy shit, the cops. And you're talking about, talk with a guy, and everything was cool, but you've got a corrections officer along with a Nassau County prosecutor talking with the cop that showed up.
Now imagine if you're a black guy in your 20s. How much that fucking escalates, that feeling that you just described. I mean, listen, man.
You know
when
what?
I
you comply and you've done nothing wrong.
Listen, man. I've complied with the cops.
And if I was a kid, that kid, I would look back and look at my community and work on ways to change that perception. Joe, all I can tell you is
two times in my life that I can remember, I've complied with the cops, and it still went tits up. It still went sideways. There's just bad cops. It's just a reality. And I'm a white guy. There's just bad cops.
Really?
Yeah, well, sort of. Depending who's asking. But, you know, listen, I've encountered bad cops. I've encountered plenty of good cops. Plenty of good cops. The vast majority are good cops. I don't know if it's a very small percentage of bad cops. Probably more than we thought. But there's some bad, just like in any job, there's bad receptionists. We just fucking spent 25 minutes on that shit. Some people are just,
yeah, no shit.
I don't know, some people are bad at their job. The only difference is cops are the only citizens that are allowed to kill people. That's the fucking difference. That's why you can't have a bad day as a cop. We've talked about this before. You're a pilot, you're a cop, you can't have a bad day.
Yeah, but it's not only the bad day, but it's making a life or death decision. Who's going home that night? And there are situations that, now realize if you're shooting somebody in the back, that's a bad thing. But for the most part, 95%, it has been situations where the person is not complying, they're hopped up on drugs, there's a weapon involved, and they make.
Hold on. You just escalated that. You not complying and hopped up on drugs, that to me sounds a struggle. You're going to need backup, we're going to have to restrain. Now, when there's a weapon involved, now we've escalated it. When there's a weapon involved, now I could say, all right, the cop is fearing for his life, depending on the weapon. If it's a little fucking pocket knife, you know, relax. If he's got a fucking machete or a gun, yeah, you're fearing for your life. But that's just it. There's escalations to it, and it's their job to figure this shit out. That's why it's going tits up in Rochester right now. They fucking smothered this guy to death. Yeah, it took seven of them to smother a guy?
Well, first of all, they were following police procedure. The guy was naked, hopped up on drugs, refusing to solve protocol, and we were talking about it yesterday at Vinny's house. That is standard procedure.
Right.
And Julie wasn't even telling me that they have that bag over the head. So if this guy is a nut, and he wants, you know, suffocate, and the jury's still out on that.
But that's it. And then I want to move on. There's a lot of bad procedures. Listen, if that's standard procedure, in my mind, if that's the procedure, if that's their training, you cannot hold those cops criminally liable. If that's the way they train, that's not their fault. They should not be criminally liable. That being said, the training has to be much better. That you can't do that stuff. And listen, there's a lot of nuance involved. It's not always the police's fault.
Right, because what they do is, because they were spitting and stuff like that, and if you put that mask over them, you know, it kind of controls them in a way. What else do you do? Can you grab onto them? Now it's,
you know what I would do? Honestly, here's what I would do. And again, this is no training, I'm no expertise. I would surround this person, give them a wide berth. I'd close down the road. I'd wait for them to come down, because you know they're having an episode of some sort. You don't know if it's a mental health episode or drugs. You know, if you're talking to somebody who knows them, then you maybe get an answer. I would wait for them to calm down, and then when everything gets de-escalated, and I would talk to them calmly, then you deal with it. I would not get into it. If this person is not dangerous, if they're waving a gun around, obviously you don't have that leeway. If they're waving a weapon around, you got to worry about the community around you. If they're not dangerous to everybody, shut the shit down. We shut roads down all the time for fucking nonsense. Shut it down. Let's wait for this guy to come down or cool off, and then we'll fucking handle it.
And how long does how long does that go on for?
You know what?
There's a medical condition.
You know what?
You know what? What if the guy has a heart attack? He drops dead. The cops should have done something sooner.
No, that's the train. That's the training.
That, yeah, you, for 2 hours, this thing went on for two. This is the hypothetical situation.
All right, so if it went on for two.
Yeah, the thing goes on for 2 hours, this guy is horsing around. Maybe, you know, he could hurt himself.
But hold on. If he's surrounded and he doesn't have a weapon, he's not going to hurt himself. And if he does hurt himself, we have tranquilizers. We have tranquilizers. We tranquilize bears. We tranquilize lions and shit. You fucking shoot a tranquilizer at the guy. If it's getting that bit.
It was bothering nobody. Now they shot him with drugs.
You just said if he was dangerous to himself.
What they do.
But that's just it, because they don't have good training. I just told you how I would do it.
I know. We understand, Sarge. But, you know, basically this procedure has been used. Even my friend was telling me, I even have the mask on myself. She goes, we put them on people into court where they've been violent. She goes, it's done every day.
But
and it's never been a problem.
Or it's never been recorded before.
A nut on drugs, a nut naked, you know, I mean, what are you going to let them run around?
Well, that's also where they want more social workers on scene with the police, because the police aren't trained for that. You know, you have our...
I'm sure a social worker is going to go there, and then it's going to, you need to relax. And then when they get shit thrown at them and spit on, maybe not so much.
No, you have a social worker with the police. It's not either or. It's not... You know, if you do it my way, you could say, listen, we tried X, Y, and Z. We had no choice but to go this route. But to go the most dangerous route is not the best way. You know, say, oh, it takes 2 hours. All right, it takes 2 hours. The person's alive now, and they're getting the help they need. It's all right. The cops are getting paid anyway. He can't hang out in a parking lot behind a fucking truck pulling you over because he actually had to do something productive. Okay. All right.
I think, I think the procedure was fine, and I think they're going to find out.
It's not your family member. It's not your family member that's dead.
No, something was my family member, and they were hopped on drugs, and they were naked, and they had to do what they followed procedure. What are you going to do?
There was a friend of mine
that got shot and killed by the cops, and he was a friend of mine, but when the facts came out, what are you going to do? Yeah, he deserved it, I mean, so.
Yeah, but this person didn't deserve to die. This person did not deserve to die. This person was having an episode of some sort, drug-related episode. It should not be a death sentence. We're not the fucking Philippines, where they kill drug addicts. That's what the Philippines does.
But when they follow a procedure with a mask that's used every day,
you keep on bringing that up, and I keep on telling you, I'm not blaming the cops. I'm blaming the procedure. If that's the procedure, I'm not blaming the cops for doing what they did. I'm blaming the procedure, and I'm telling you better ways that it could be done. That's all.
Doing it that way would prolong the procedure, and I think that there's a propensity for the person to hurt themselves, or because they're not being attended to because of the drugs they're on, could lead for them to die. It's a double-edged sword. It really is a double-edged sword if you look at it, because on that end, there are things that you could pick up. Well, the police let them do this, and the police should have done something. And it's like, you got to draw the line on which way you go.
And the argument is, if we physically intervened, it could have been more dangerous for them and for us.
Not when it's done in a non-lethal way.
Apparently it wasn't, Joe. Apparently it wasn't done in a non-lethal way because the guy's dead.
Well, it could have been something due to the drugs he was on. Did they come out with the coroner's report yet?
Yeah, they said it. Yeah, they called it homicide. They said he was suffocated.
Suffocated.
Yes, because he was strangled. They said he was strangled.
Maybe he was moving around because he had the hood on.
What were you going to say, Pip, so I can fucking move on, please?
No, I was just going to say that I didn't hear about this particular episode, but, I'm not going to say, what my idea is of how it should be handled in that moment, because as you were saying before, Davin, we're not trained. But that's the thing, is that, it sounds like even with the best training, and I know those hoods that they put on them said, spitters or biters, so that they're a little bit more contained. How the guy strangled in there, I don't know. It very well could have been just a really unfortunate accident. I don't know how he strangled in it. But that is one of the things to get somebody contained in a non-lethal way, and it just went horribly, horribly wrong perhaps this time. But the thing is that a combination of people who are trained in, like, psychotic episodes, what's happening when somebody's freaking out on drugs, that person, the social worker or that specialist being on a team that gets dispatched to these kind of events, that could help these things from not happening. I mean, this could just be like, a tragic misunderstanding, something went wrong that nobody could foresee. I don't know. But it would be really good if they did have more of, the kind of person that would be there to try to de-escalate and just encourage the cops, okay, let's try this or let's try that. I mean, not to make a joke out of this tragic incident, but I'm like, how about a net? I don't know. There's got to be a way to, like, safely contain somebody when they're freaking out like that so that they don't die, because it shouldn't you know, like, you know, when people get terribly drunk and they're non-compos mentis, they put them in the drunk tank. They don't shoot them, you know what I mean? So it's like there's got to be more training and more personnel that's an expert in that kind of situation to be there on the spot, and hopefully everybody survives.
That's why we need a federal minimum level of training, and then the localities can add on to that. We don't have that right now. You know, just like we should have a federal gun policy. It's ridiculous if I'm a gun owner in one state and I can't carry it over to another state. You know,
it's a little nuts.
You know, there's too much fucked up bullshit in this country. Just too much nonsense. And a lot of gun owners, most gun owners agree with me on that. You know, if I have a license in New York, why can't I take it to New Jersey? Right?
Yep, different laws in different states. That's the way it's set up. You know, it should be legal across state lines, but that's the way it is.
Because shit's broken. All right, let's go to HOAs.
Of people in Denver's Lowry neighborhood are being told to get rid of their yard signs that push social justice issues.
The HOA says heavy fines could follow. CBS4 investigator Brian Moss reports some homeowners are now pushing back.
We've got a great backyard here.
Melissa Steele and her family are very much at home in the Lowry neighborhood.
We've loved it. It's a great neighborhood. Lots of young children, lots of young families.
But she didn't much love this letter she just got from the Lowry HOA, warning her that this sign in her front yard was a violation of the HOA's rules. She had 10 days to get rid of it or face possible fines.
There's a lot of things they could be cracking down on, and I'm surprised that this is what they chose.
Just down the block, Heather Lourdes got the same HOA letter, telling her to get rid of her Black Lives Matter sign.
Why would this be offensive? Why would it start now with this?
In the last 3 months, the HOA has sent out 150 warning letters to residents, telling them their signs addressing social issues violate covenants and have to go. HOA managers declined to be interviewed, but say they have a no yard signs policy, no matter how uplifting the messages might be.
Having signs supporting these social justice issues is nothing but positive, so why should it be an issue right now?
Steele says her neighbors had a sign for years indicating where their child goes to school, which did not lead to any HOA crackdown.
We felt strongly that we wanted to make it public that we support those issues, that we support our neighbors that maybe are struggling with some of those social issues.
Political signs supporting candidates are allowed, but with strict guidelines. But these social justice signs are out of bounds, according to the HOA. On Lowry's next door social media site, the debate over the crackdown is raging. Melissa Steele says her sign isn't going anywhere.
And I don't intend to take the sign down.
I'm Brian Moss, covering Colorado First.
All right, my community, we have Black Lives Matter, we have Blue Lives Matter. Who the fuck cares? I don't see those signs in the neighborhood and go, well, there goes the neighborhood. Really? Really? Who the fuck cares? There's one like, I support science. Is science even a social justice thing? Because I'll tell you what, if you don't support science, then fucking float off into outer space because you don't believe in gravity. I mean, really? I mean, and stop using your phone because you don't believe in science. I mean, where the fuck are we?
Well, if you sign something, you know, when you sign into an HOA, there's a whole bunch of rules and regulations you have to read and sign off on. If that's one of the signs, then you can't put a sign up. I mean, they're very strict. You know, I mean, usually me, I don't have a problem with them because basically, you know, well, when there's not a pandemic, I'm rarely home. You know, and I don't, you know, I keep my, you know, they do all the lawn maintenance. I don't put anything else. I mean, you know, but.
You know why you don't have a problem? Because you're a fucking adult. That's why, because you don't give a shit what your neighbor puts on. You know, you don't want fucking blasting music after 10 o'clock on a weeknight. That's reasonable.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. If I put out a Trump sign or something like that.
Well, this is different. We'll get to the political signs. Then we haven't gotten the political signs. These are the social justice signs. So
if I put a social justice sign out there, and they pull up and they say you can't put that sign out. There's a rule and regulation in there. There's no signs of, you know, position out in your law. It's part of the agreement that you signed on. Then the sign comes back in the house. You want to know something? It's their neighborhood. It's their HOA. I signed off on this, and you know, it's It's the rule. Why do you think I hide my grill like Anne Frank when those guys come around every year? You know,
But how could some of the same people that say, how could some of the same people like, you can't make me wear a mask, are the same people that say, I'm going to tell you not to wear a sign? That doesn't fucking make sense to put on a sign.
Well, first of all, it's not the people. It made no mention in this article that these were people that, you know, that anti.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. It's the same type of.
But what it is an HOA that said that per the rules of the HOA, there are not to be signs out. Okay.
But they already had signs. They had signs that, like, where the kid went to school. That was a sign.
Then that sign has to come down, too.
But they left it for years. That's what she was saying. They left it for years. She's saying that people had signs. Nobody complained. What happened is one person fucking complained. That's what happened.
Yeah, but what I think it is, due to the nature of things that are going on lately, you know, I mean, if you put a sign out, congratulations, Bill, on your graduate school thing. People aren't going to go, fuck Bill. I want that sign out of there, you know? But,
I am. Fuck yeah. Bill.
Yeah, fuck Bill. Oh, you should have failed, you asshole. I'm very offended, you know, with the social justice signs, especially due to the nature of how those things are perceived on Facebook, okay? Because with social media, everybody's got something to say. And they probably feel that, yeah, well, we haven't done it before. Well, recently, the way things have, there could be a propensity in that where there might be a problem. And then they're going to go back to the sign rules. So you want to know something? Those signs have to go. Bill's graduation sign has to go. And living in an HOA, I never really had a problem with them. But basically, like when I had my roof done, I had to go out and I had to show them the sample of the roof. Luckily, I could care less, the grid, but you have to get a certain roof in the neighborhood. It's got to be a certain color to match the house. Everything has got to be, you know, everything has got to be just so.
Well, by your reasoning, and I'm not disagreeing necessarily with your reasoning, then you should not have political signs. Because if you want to talk about stirring shit up in this environment, political signs are going to, you hear about people stealing Biden signs or Trump signs or whatever the fuck they're doing and pay, you know.
Right. But in an HOA, you are signed off and you are in a regulated neighborhood. You think I don't mind, like, if somebody drops by, well, thank God with Joanne, we can't get in. But, like, if, you know, like, somebody comes over, I have to, you know, announce them. If I have to have a guy, a plumber, he's got to be licensed and insured, and I have to provide all this shit to the HOA before the guy can come in. You know, there was a lot of regulations. I'll give you another regulation I thought was bullshit. When I got the new car, when I got the CRV, the guy, Vaughn, is a very nice guy. Don't get me wrong, you know, and I like the things he does. But still, that HOA thing, as I called up, I said, hey, Vaughn, I need to, could you just drop a sticker off in my mailbox? I just got another car. Well, I need to put the sticker on. I go, Vaughn, I'm a nightclub entertainer. I don't get home till 1:30 in the morning. Could you just, no, I need to put it on. I'm like, why is there a fucking ceremony? Who gives a shit? Just leave me the fucking mailbox to put it on.
You know what these people are? You know, let me tell you.
He came by at 1:30 in the morning while I was in bed and put the fucking thing on.
Let me tell you what these HOA boards are. They're the fucking annoying hall monitors in school. That's what they are. They couldn't fucking wait until you had a fucking violation. You know what these HOA board members are? They're the fucking cop that hangs out hiding behind a truck in a parking lot looking to bust somebody's balls because they're going through over the lines.
Depends on the guy that you have. The guy that's here, and I'm voting him, the guy Vaughn that's here is a retired cop, very nice guy, very hands-on, you know, and you know, he's been coming around lately because it's almost voting time, but I like the job the guy does. He's very hands-on and stuff like that. So there's no overextension. Now, that being said, my you know, I have heard stories about HOA boards that need to fucking relax, you know?
And yeah. this sounds like one of them.
I'm sorry?
This sounds like one of them. They crack down on thanking the first responders? Really? Is that really a big social justice stand? You're thanking the first responders during a goddamn pandemic? The fuck is wrong with these people? Eat a fucking turd, you motherfucker.
You get a guy, you know, you get a board. So here's the deal. You signed off.
You did.
When you moved into the neighborhood. Vote them out.
Well, listen.
Election every year.
Listen,
if you're that upset with them, if you're the lead person, and we all, you know, I have the list of things. I know I can name Greg works at the office, Vaughn is in the neighborhood and stuff like that. I know the guys. I never had a problem. But if that was the case here, where they're walking around like, you got to get rid of Brown Bond, isn't that? And the neighbors were talking and going, these guys are nuts. Well, you want to know something? I mean, the board meeting is it Thursday at the school, and we go and we vote them the fuck out, you know? So, yeah, if they need to relax, you have the option to vote them out. But
yeah.
Right now, this is the rule that they signed off on.
Yeah, but they're not enforcing it equally. That's the problem.
Well, I think they need to enforce it equally, and I think it's a social justice sign. And you're right, Davin. If it's on my lawn, I don't give a shit. It's called free. But however, if the board feels that it might stir animosity among the neighbors, and that's their feeling, and that's what they had, you know, if enough of the people in the HOA speak up and say it's bullshit, you know, they'll probably change their mind.
Tell you what,
if they don't change their mind, then they get voted out.
Sounds like some communist bullshit to me. That's what the
you never lived in an HOA.
And I never will. Yeah,
never will.
Well, it's handy with some stuff, but like I said, I come home. I mean, the one thing is when I feed all the animals in the morning, I'm like, keep it down, because those guys, you know, a neighbor could complain. Are you feeding the animal? No, no.
We're getting complaints. Your neighbor is complaining there's rats on their property, and the rats are being attracted by the bird feed that gets on the ground. So now you can't have a bird feeder. What do you do, Joe?
Well, thanks to deer. I'll just show them. There's the deer. You know what though? If it's rats, and I see rats, then I'll stop doing it. You know, and if they come to me to tell me that I can't feed them, I guess I got to stop doing it. Now, meanwhile, Joe Curry living in Huntington, you got 20 seconds to get the fuck off my lawn. You know, here, it's an HOA. What am I going to do? You know?
All right. Let's move on.
Pip, that's the deal. You know?
HOAs are communist.
If I don't like it, then I'll vote the guys out, and I'll make a stink. But, you know, that's the rule. And if neighbors are complaining and stuff like that, you got to do the right thing. But until then, you know, I mean, it's still, I got the turkeys, the deer, the woodchuck comes by. His name is Dugga Dugga. And he comes by once in a while, you know. But, you know, it's an HOA. I signed off, blah, 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 blah. And that's it. You don't like it, then fucking move. You don't like it, vote the people out. And if enough of the neighbors feel that these guys got to relax, then we'll all get together and we'll vote them out. But that's the way. With these signs, I feel that they might feel that with all the dissension between Black Lives Matter and anti-Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, it might lead dissension in the neighbors. However, if that's the hard and fast rule, then every fucking sign's got to come out. You know?
I'd rather have MS-13 move in than fucking live in an HOA. Let's move on. Let's move on. All right. A Virginia man lost his job with a leading national naval manufacturer after refusing to take off his Trump 2020 hat at a safety meeting prior to a shift, according to local reports. Dave Sunderland spent 8 years working at Newport News Shipbuilding, a division of Huntington Ingalls Industries, which is the only manufacturer of U.S. Navy aircraft carriers and one of just two firms that produce nuclear-powered submarines. Despite company policy prohibiting campaigning and political clothing, Sunderland told the Daily Press newspaper in Virginia that he'd worn Trump hats over the past few years without incident and had seen others wearing clothing with Democratic progressive slogans. I've never seen a Democrat wearing a fucking progressive slogan. I've never seen... Democrats are not one to wear their fucking, like, Obama shirt or Hillary shirt.
Well, you'd have to want to work for some place to go to wear it.
Wait, what?
Oh, you saying that Democrats are bums that want to sit around and not work? Yeah, maybe I'm hinting at that.
Oh, I you know what? That totally went over my head. I'm like, what is he talking about? Yeah, they're all bums and sit at home.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. I know that's what Joe was going for. We just let him have that. There he goes. But whatever. It's a pretty weak comeback. But seriously, you don't really see Democrats wearing that type of stuff. I'll see like bumper stickers. You know, they like themselves a good bumper sticker too.
Yeah, that is true. It's weird.
Can I stop the conversation
again?
Have you seen a lot of Biden stickers or Biden signs?
Yes, I've seen a good amount of Biden signs. I've seen Biden stickers. More so than I saw. Well, I don't remember, but I think more than I saw Hillary. Yeah, I've seen a good amount.
I haven't seen many.
But look where you live.
Huh?
I said, look where you live. You're not going to.
Hold on. I've got a very big African American community that lives right near me, right next to me. So, and I haven't even seen one in there. Gordon Heights, very big African American community. Now, I have not seen one.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know, Joe. I'll tell you this: we're not one for water parades. We're not one for that either. I don't know what to tell you, Joe. I don't understand any of this
and
shit.
Like I said, I'm not looking for an argument. I'm just saying.
I don't know what to tell you, Joe. I've never been so in love with any fucking politician that I just had to plaster myself and my car and my house with all their fucking bullshit. I've never been that person. I don't know what to tell you. I've never needed to get all my little boat friends together and go around the lake in a fucking parade and jerk each other off. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. I don't know what to tell you. I think all those people.
I want a boat.
I'll tell you this, Joe. I do want a boat. And if I had a boat, I still wouldn't do that because I said it before. Parades are stupid. You know where you have parades? In the Dakotas with the sex workers. That's where all the parades go. Just march around the fucking Dakotas with all the sex workers.
Slow down. Stop. What would that parade be like? What kind of parade would it be?
A lot of horn blowing, Joe.
That's not a stupid question. I'm curious.
There'd be a lot of horn blowing and a lot of honkers.
Right. I'd go. Right?
Sure.
It would be a circle jerk.
Yeah.
Listen, send all the fucking parades to the fucking Dakotas. Just do it. The Thanksgiving Day parade, the Rose parade that they have in Pasadena, every goddamn Trump boat parade, you dumb motherfuckers. How many flags can we put on our boat until it sinks, you dumb motherfuckers, you? Just put them all in the fucking Dakotas. All these stupid parades. Talk about a waste of time, Joe. You're talking about, you know, a guy having an episode in the middle of the street. There's no bigger waste of time, no bigger inconvenience than any goddamn parade. The only time I want to see a sports parade is in their own fucking parking lot. Don't fucking shut down the city for a parade for the sports team. You do it in your own parking lot. If you don't
whoa, put your money where your mouth is. Yankee World Series.
No parade. You rent out MetLife Stadium, you do it in their parking lot. We don't need to shut down the city so we can all fucking blow you. We don't need it. You want to have a parade? Go to the Dakotas.
Hand in your pinstripe, sir.
No.
Hand in your pinstripe.
No, the parade goes to the Dakotas. You could shut down every goddamn street in the Dakotas so you're a little like getting to your appointment with the sex workers. That's where the parades go.
Nice. Well, David just said, no, we don't want to shut down the streets so that we can all blow you. I think that is actually what the sex parade is.
Now, when we have the sex parade, like instead of having like Goofy or Rocky Squirrel, you have like this big 40-yard blow-up doll, you know?
Sure.
20-foot cop, you know?
It looks like those big blow-up things.
Yeah, right.
Like those blow up things.
Think about this. The parade.
You walked on the fucking line enough. Holy cow. I was sure getting it out.
The parade that I just created is way more interesting than any other fucking parade this country has ever had. Right there. You'd actually tune in to the parade that I created and you guys described.
Every year, dude.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point. It's way more interesting than a Trump boat parade or a Yankee we won a game finally parade. It's way more interesting.
Let me tell you something. If you had it on Thanksgiving, dinner is at 1. No. Dinner is not until that fucking parade is until the last cock comes past the fucking stand.
All right, let's get back to this fucking story about the guy who had
I'm still on the sex parade.
Everybody back to work.
These Trumpsters, they can't wear enough fucking gear. Holy shit. They're like me when I was as a Jet fan in high school. Every day I went to high school in a Jet sweatshirt and fucking Jet sweatpants. Yay me. I really love my team. Looking back now, fucking loser. Fucking loser. All right, let's go on. At least I had a good hairstyle like a mullet back then. Hey, so do a lot of Trump supporters. Anyway, moving right along. It's not about parades.
Wait, one second. Lisa says that part of the sex Worker Parade would have to have a life-size Stormy Daniels.
That's great.
Yeah, bring that in there. Let's get that in there.
Sure.
See, whatever comes up that year, you know.
Stormy probably do stand-up comedy there.
Stormy Daniels. You know, now she's really full of hot air.
Yeah. Anyway, well, somebody's blowing her for a change. Anyway, I'll move on.
We'll give you that one. Thank you.
All right.
I like that.
Fine, upstanding woman. Surprised she's not the fucking vice presidential candidate for the Democrats. Anyway, moving right along.
She's got the same credentials.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
The only reason I did that is because you went there, all right? I'm not.
That's fine. Despite company policies prohibiting campaigning and political clothing, Sunderland told the Daily Press newspaper in Virginia that he'd worn Trump hats over the past few years without incident and had seen others wearing clothing with Democrat and progressive slogans. Generally, Sunderland donned his hats between his car and work site, and sometimes during pre-work safety meetings, he told the press. During his shift, he wore a hard hat. But last week, the 55-year-old reportedly refused to take his cap off ahead of a meeting and received warnings that it broke rules about campaigning on the job. I wasn't campaigning, Sunderland told the paper. I wore a ball cap. I wasn't passing out bumper stickers. I wasn't asking people to vote. I wasn't doing anything except wearing a ball cap going to work. A supervisor from a different department took issue with the hat and flagged it to a foreman, Sunderland said, adding that his direct supervisor, the foreman, told him to remove it, and he said no, according to the report. She warned him it would cost him his job. He still refused. Then she called security to have him escorted off the premises. After a brief suspension, he said he was fired, hadn't addressed the cap. In a statement, the company spokesperson said policies were implemented to eliminate anything that could harm team cohesion in a complex industry. These policies and procedures are not specific to any particular election or candidate, the company said. Instead, they cover all manner of expression that could cause distraction from our demanding work. Huntington Ingalls Industries is one of the largest military shipbuilders in the U.S. and makes some of the world's most sophisticated vessels. Typically, when an issue comes to our attention, it's handled quickly and informally. However, if an employee refuses to comply with the policy, it is treated as insubordination. Discipline is administered according up to and including the termination. Now, to go back to Joe's point from the last story, you know, these are heated fucking times. I get the policy. This is a place of business. You know, it's distracting. Now, if they're allowing progressive paraphernalia again, which I really can't fucking imagine, but this guy says they are, you can't allow that either. But listen, you were asked not to wear it. I don't understand how it's a pre-work safety fucking meeting. I guess you're not getting paid, but it's still related to your work and it's still on the premises. So I think in my mind that it's still work and still divisive. Now, if you tell me you're walking to your car and going right to your locker and taking it off and they give you shit, I'd say, well, that's wrong. You haven't started anything work-related yet. But this is not the case. You're standing there with your coworkers. They don't want any shit to flare up. We know how politically charged everything is. I think the company tried to approach it nicely, and he was stubborn, and he got fired. I don't really have a problem with it.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Basically, the show, the thing, President Trump 2020, keep America great again. It's so evidently political promotion that it shouldn't be worn. You know what? Well, in years past, it hasn't been. Well, you know what? We're in the election year right now, and it's with everything going on, it's extremely polarizing. So maybe in years past, they winked their eye, didn't mind, but now it could be an issue. It's the same thing with the signs, you know. Yeah, you know, you got the thing, but you know, it could be a polarizing situation. They gave him the option. He was stubborn about it. You know, he was foolish. I guess he's going to have to find work in North Dakota because with the other idiots. You know, no, he should have. And they did give him the opportunity. They told him to take the hat. No, it's company rules. You're in direct confrontation of company rules, and you're being insubordinate because you won't take the hat off. Sorry, you gotta go.
Yeah, no? Yeah. I mean, I think they were. Listen, I don't think he was campaigning. I think that part he's correct. He wasn't campaigning. He was wearing a ball cap. But the whole problem, the whole impetus behind the rule is we don't want any fights on our property. It's the same thing as like school. Basically, when you work, you're in school. You don't have all the rights that you have when Well, that you have in my neighborhood, not in Joe's neighborhood, where there's an HOA and you don't have rights there too. You don't have all the same rights everywhere. And at work, you gotta play by the boss's rules. You know, unless they're trying to harm you or trying to sexually assault you or something, then you don't do that.
You know, just because the way things are, when you're representing your company, like I say, every time before we go live. And we get the Zoom set up, and we have the level checks and stuff like that. I go, all right, let me go change my shirt, because I wear a Plansky shirt every day. I don't want to wear it on this show because I don't want people to think, well, my personal views I don't want expressed while I'm wearing a Plansky shirt, because it's not the views of the place where I work. And I don't want, and that's the way I feel. And I don't want somebody to go, oh, well, one of your employees did this while I'm with the Plansky emblem. You know, and like I said, you have to be, especially now, you have to be conscious and you have to be respectful of what your company wants, you know, and that's the way it is, you know.
All right.
Like for right now, the company wants us to, they gave us little thermometers and they want us to take our temperature before we go to work. You know, I take my temperature before I go to work. You know why? Because they've been good to me and they've been giving me a job. And the mortgage needs to be paid on the 15th. And I don't believe that's a real freak. No, take your fucking temperature. You know, do what they want. You know?
All right, let's move on.
Viral overnight, Gary claiming a manager at the Food Lion he works at Havelock told him he could not wear his flag-themed face covering at work because it's against corporate policy. Kate Hussey sat down with Dean, who says he quit his job at Food Lion, to hear and share his story. Kate?
Gary, Dean tells me he's been wearing his American flag face covering at work for several months now and was stunned Tuesday when told he would have to take it off.
Watching Gary Dean go through old photos of his time in the service.
My friend that was killed in Vietnam, he was a Ranger, David Tolroy.
A clear picture starts to develop.
Got shot right through the heart and it brought him home.
For Gary, the stars and stripes on his hat and mask symbolizing not just a flag.
In the 1970s when he got killed in the jungle.
Must have been really hard. But a way to remember.
Yeah, that's an emotional subject for me. When you lose a friend, fighting for your freedoms, you get very angry when people disrespect the flag.
That anger is the reason Gary walked away from his job at the Food Lion supermarket in Havelock Tuesday.
I had to leave. On principle.
Gary says manager told him he wasn't allowed to wear this American flag face covering because it's, quote, offensive.
Apparently corporate came down and said somebody was offended.
For Gary, that was a deal breaker.
As a veteran, my dad being a World War II hero, I lost my best friend in Vietnam. Out of respect for him, I can't say no, I'll just take my flag and put it in my back pocket.
We reached out to Food Lion, who says their policy, quote, prohibits clothing with writing insignia or symbols. As for Gary, he's still in shock.
Why would anybody ever, for any reason, be offended by the United States of America and the Stars and Stripes?
And says he may not have his job, but says he still has his flag.
If you're going to take that from me, you're not going to take this from me.
Gary says he isn't angry with any manager here at the Havelock Food Lion, but says it was the corporate policy that caused him to walk out these doors for the last time Tuesday. Reporting in Havelock, I'm Kate Hussey for News Channel 12.
Despite the Food Lion's policy, the company does provide special parking for veterans outside marked with American flags. I mean, I don't know. Is a flag mask a symbol? I guess it is. I guess, maybe.
You know, while the story was playing, this is where the sticking point is. Basically, it boils down to the flag. It's the American flag. The guy is just wearing, wearing it is a symbol of pride, and somebody complains.
That's what it is. That's why I said it comes down to one person. But the guy lives in America. He's wearing the flag of the country where he lives. And I would say if a guy was from Mexico and he lives here and he wanted to wear a Mexican flag mask, I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
Right.
Who cares?
Well, obviously, it's our job to discuss it, but let's look at the two things. We'll go on to the next thing. I have nothing to say.
Yeah, don't discuss it.
I'm just going to play clips and we'll move on. That's what we'll do.
Let's unpack. Yeah, right. Funny. Let's unpack this. Somebody complained 3 days ago. Somebody complained. Now, basically, if usually it's somebody I don't like, all right, lady, that's fine. But he's got the right. It's really not disrupting anybody. He's showing his pride of America. This is our country and stuff like that. Somebody complained. Was it enough for just one person to complain that you go through the rule book and have to look up with clothing and writing insignias or symbols where the debate has to be in an insignia, a symbol? Is it, was it that bad enough that this one person complained that they have to go to the technicality of what's displayed in the rule book?
Well, I will tell you, Joe, I will tell you how we deal with this. In the comedy clubs, there'll be one person who's drunk and disruptive and ruining the show for everybody, and we've all played the club where they won't kick that person out, even though it's ruining it for everybody else, because they don't want to lose one cover. So management is just looking, well, we can't piss off one customer. Yeah, I think it's stupid. Let the guy wear the flag.
No, especially with that argument, and we've discussed this in the car, in the green room, everywhere, where I never understood it either, because you're catering to this one person disrupting the whole show. But what about the other 140 patrons in the club? You know, so they're going to see a show that's interrupted by this asshole. Do you think they're going to come back? Oh, boy, this is getting to another conversation. Do you think they're going to come back after seeing a show that is disrupted and that nobody did anything? That's getting that rid of the conversation, almost using it. This looks like it's going to be bad press for Food Lion. Food Lion is primarily down south where there is a lot of American pride. So
wait a minute. Are you saying there's not American pride in other parts of the country?
I think it would be more of an American pride thing down south.
I would argue down south they fly the flag of the place that seceded from the United States and was traitorous. No, I think the whole nation has American pride, and we've talked about this before. It does seem like now the flag has been politicized, and sometimes I have to stop myself from thinking that way, but never enough to complain. Now, where do I live? I live in America.
You want to know something? When I go to the pool, I have an American flag mask I wear. And then I have American flag swim shorts that I wear.
You told us last week. You told us this last week.
Right.
Yeah.
And I walk into the pool, and sometimes I'll just I get home, I want to jump in the pool, I grab this and that and that, and then I walk into the pool, and I'm like, you must think I'm fucking Uncle Sam or something.
Well, I will tell you, Joe, when you wear that outfit, North Dakota's looking at you. I will say that.
Funny. But still, I never think once that I'm offending somebody. I'm showing pride for my country. He was just wearing the thing, just the American flag cover, and if somebody one person complains, he's representing, he loves the country and stuff like that. Especially this is a valued employee that really has nothing against the people he's working for.
The guy's a veteran. The guy's a veteran. Yeah. Now, what happens if you wear a smiley face on your mask? Is that going to offend somebody? I mean, really?
But I would have told this person that was complaining, I would have said this guy was a veteran and laid his life down for that flag, put his life on the line for that flag. So if he wants to wear it, that's not a problem here. But a lot of times, a lot of companies cave to that one person, just like the club does. Where they'll go, and then they have to go into the rule book and they have to find out something. And that corporate got involved, because this is corporate horse shit. And corporate got involved and said, well, he can't wear this and it's an insignia.
Nah, but I don't blame corporate for this. I blame the management there. The management there knows the guy. They know they're fucking dealing with a Karen. Just placate them. Yeah, we'll get right on that lady. Give her a free fucking salami and get on with your day. I mean, really.
Yeah. And I say, you want to know something? We feel as a veteran, he put his life out for that flag, and he has the right to wear that,
Where's the stuff? I don't even know if the flag is a symbol, but we live in the country. And I would, like I said, I would allow it if somebody's from a different country and they wore the flag. If they wore a Canadian flag on their mask, what do I care? Can you cut the cheese a little thinner? It's a little too thick. Can you cut it a little thinner? That's what I'm concerned about. I don't give a shit what you're wearing on your face. Why is the turkey so wet? I think the turkey's going bad. Is the turkey... Can you just check? Can you get me a new turkey from the back? That's what I'm concerned about at the supermarket. Not what's on their fucking mask.
And double check the potato with macaroni salad when they still have the shit out with the expiration because it expired 3 weeks ago. And then you mention it to the courtesy desk and they stare at you like a retard at a Ferris wheel.
Right.
Yeah, bring that up too.
No, I don't mind the mask. What I do mind is the tone is a little too brown. It looks like it's been left out. Is the refrigeration working? No, I don't care. He could have a saint on his mask. I don't give a shit about that. I don't want to get salmonella from the tuna. That's my concern.
Yeah, thank you.
How many days has the chicken salad been sitting on the counter? That's what I'm worried about.
A week? I got a girl.
You'll fucking eat it, too. You're jealous the botulism is getting more of it than you are.
Wait. What's that? What's that 10% off and it's been out for a week? No, I'll take 3 pounds of it. I know somebody. No.
It's sold.
It's like we call it age.
Age.
Usually you pay extra. Anything age, you pay extra for. You get a bargain. Throw it in your cart and get your face, lady.
It's good.
Oh, that special age mayonnaise.
You know, Miss Helix, we feel like the good bacteria in your stomach's getting a little too complacent. So here, let us give you some bad bacteria to mix it up a little bit with our special aged chicken salad.
Oh, God.
All right, so we all agree.
And then when it hits your stomach, your bowels go, yeah, all right, let me tell you, so you're going to be clipping coupons on the toilet.
I think that there is a thing that, besides Karen or whomever complaining, for whatever fecunda reason that they have a bug up their ass about the American flag on a vet. But the other thing is that then, you know, the store in their, like, cover every base stupidity is like, oh, well, everybody else is wearing plain masks. We got the veteran with the flag mask. And then we're going to have, like, the skinhead in here that wants to wear his special mask. And then we're going to have to say, oh, no, we made a special case for the vet, but not for you. Well, why can't I wear my skull one? No, that upsets the old ladies. Well, why can't I wear this? It's like, everybody wear a plain one. That's probably, like, part of this nonsense. But who the hell's complaining about his American flag mask? It's like, go get stuff.
You know what you say? You know what you say if you're management? You listen calmly to whoever this is, and then you go, get out. That's how that goes. Get out.
Yes.
I'm going to call corporate. Yes. Please do. Get out. That's how that goes.
Yeah, I would be like, we'll give you some cool, you know, he was a thing. Well, I'll call corporate. I tell you what, I'll dial.
Yeah.
All right? He was a veteran. He had the thing, you know, and you know, basically, yeah, I think there was a knee-jerk reaction. And they made a mistake. It's very bad optics for them for Food Lion as well.
All right, let's move on. A hair salon says it was told by a job center it couldn't run an advertisement recruiting a happy style, quote, happy stylist because the word is discriminatory against unhappy people. Allison Birch listed a job ad looking for a part-time qualified hairdresser at her AJ's Unisex Hair Salon in Stroud, England. The position called for someone with 5 years' experience of working in a salon who is confident in barbering as well as all aspects of hairdressing. And the advertisement stated this is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy, friendly stylists need apply. But on Wednesday, Birch says she received a call from her local job center informing her they could not run her ad because the word happy is considered discriminatory. Birch claims the job center told her that the advertisement may make some people feel they cannot apply if they do not consider themselves to be a happy person. Birch shared the conversation she had with the job center on the salon's Facebook page. Of course she did. She claims the man at the job center said to her, I'm sorry, but the word happy is a discriminatory word, and we aren't allowed to use it, as somebody who is not happy will be discriminated against. I don't even get happy endings, ma'am. According to Birch, he then asked, should we change the word in case somebody thinks that they can't apply for the job because they're not a happy person? Birch said she was questioning herself. Was I being a bit sensitive, and is the word happy discriminatory, or is the whole world gone mad? And plenty of Birch's customers agree with her outrage over the job center's ridiculous stance on her advert. Karen Evans commented, the world has gone absolutely mad. Does this mean that every descriptive word is discriminatory? Happy, tall, smart, elegant. Good luck with your search. Julie Thickens added, I thought this was a joke. Realizing it clearly isn't has left me absolutely speechless. What has the human race come to? And Charlie Brown tried to kick a football, and after missing, he said, you cannot make it up how ridiculous they are all being. Stick to your guns, Ali. You are a happy salon, and if some numpties cannot deal with the word, then tough. All right. Let me get, this was my blog. Here's the thing. Discrimination goes with shit you can't fake. Like you know, like if you're handicapped, you can't fake being handicapped. If you're black, you can't really change it. I know we have some people that do and white people that do. Discrimination is supposed to protect people from things that really can't be changed. You can fucking fake happy. Everybody who's been married for any length of time.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. I don't want to go into a happy neighborhood at night.
Why?
Because she said, oh, Jesus Christ, I got to explain the joke. Because she said happy is discriminatory. That's what they're saying. I'm like, well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go into a happy neighborhood at night.
No, we realized it was a joke. I think our response was correct. Anyway, moving on. Listen, at a hairstylist, you want somebody happy. Nobody wants a grouchy hairstylist. Nobody wants the hairstylist that's bitching to you about their day and all, seems all depressed while they have sharp objects near your fucking head. Nobody wants that person.
Did
I cut you off, Pip? I'm sorry.
No.
This is what the job entails. They're looking for people, you know, that are qualified, and they're looking for people that are happy. You know what? If you're not a happy person, you need not apply, because I need people to be happy. There are a lot of – basically when there are lawsuits in regards to what a company looks for, basically the law – it will be in favor of the company – if that is a prerequisite of the job. You know, like, let's say you're hiring for a Portuguese restaurant and you only want Portuguese waiters and stuff like that. It's not discriminatory because that's what the job is based on. You know, the same thing with a hair salon. You want happy people there. You want, you know, it's because the people going out to get their hair done is experienced. You want happy people, you know, that love doing what they do. And for the newspaper, oh, well, you know, that's discrimination. No, it's not. That's what the job entails. That's what the person is looking for. And if you're not a happy person or don't present it, I can't use you. That's not what I'm looking for in the job. It's stupid.
Actually, Joe, what you said is I would have to disagree with you. If you're saying that the job has to be only Portuguese people working in your Portuguese restaurant, you could specify that they need to speak Portuguese,
yes.
But you
yes.
can't specify they can only be Portuguese
yes.
people.
Yeah, that was a bad example.
You can if that's what you're looking for. That would be reviewed.
No, they wouldn't allow that. They wouldn't allow
no, that.
That might be all you hire, but you couldn't put that in an ad.
Cases that have been won on that, and the cases have been won based on that. That's what the company
seriously
looking for, because doing to the ambiance and the business model for that job.
I'd have to look into that, but I don't think that's true, because you're specifying, you know, a nation, an origin nation for a job that
if it's based on the business model and the cuisine and the presentation on that and what the job's looking for, the courts will favor on that, if that's what they're looking for.
Now,
also in this case. It would be basically it's the business model and the presentation and the job. A happy person. You want a happy person to be doing this. You don't want, you know, it's their right. For somebody to say, well, you can't say that. Yes, I can, because that's what I'm looking for. You need happy people. If you're not a happy person, you want to know something? Work at a fucking plumbing counter. You'll fit in perfectly. You know, so.
No, I mean, if you're not a happy person, it's going to affect business. Now, listen, I don't need a chatty hairstylist, but a lot of people like to have the banter with the hairstylist. I know Pip does. I mean, I'm sure Pip would be very upset if she walked in and her hairstylist was a gloomy Gus. Pip makes conversation with Uber drivers that just want to get us off the goddamn strip in Vegas. So I know if Pip is talking to her hair, if Pip's going to the hairstylist, she wants somebody happy. She wants to talk about cats with this person. She wants that's part of the gig.
Now, think
actually,
about, think
about, no.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
You can't shut up.
You think about hairstylists, okay? They were looking for experience, and they were also looking for somebody happy. Hairstylists have a following, okay?
Yes.
And if they're good and they're happy, you look forward to going to them. If they go to the salon, you're going to get their following as well as maybe the regular customers. You'll get their following. So, yeah, if I'm hiring somebody, it's imperative that I want something not only quality.
And to your point, Joe, to your point, in November, my hairstylist has such a following, she'll be opening up for Angel. So we're very excited about that.
I kind of, with hairstylists, I prefer happy or mute. It's either,
yeah.
But sometimes it's like too much conversation. It's like, it's the end of the day. I just want to get my freaking hair cut so that I don't look like a mongoloid when I go into work tomorrow. I want somebody that can cut my damn hair. I don't care if they're putting on a show.
I find that hard to believe, considering you couldn't let the Uber driver just fucking Uber. I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, you know what? My brother has an issue with my talking to strangers as well. I don't think that I'm quite as frightening or annoying as you guys are putting it up as.
No, much more so. Much more so than I'm putting it up.
We know you a long time. I think it's a good assessment.
A little bit of both, you saying?
I've known you 20 years. I think it's spot on.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Look, good for you, Pip. You got us to agree. Good for you.
Fair enough.
Listen, I've been going to my hairstylist for years, and, you know, we talk, but I'm just, like, she loves when I come in, she laughs when I come in. I gotta be honest with you, I'm perfectly happy not saying a goddamn word. I don't.
Yeah.
But for other people, they look forward to their hairstyle. It's relaxing. They, you know, it's all part of the process. So, and this.
That's, absolutely. That's part, and not only your skill, but your personality is a big key element to that.
Yep.
You know, how many women you talk to and go, ah, yeah, she wasn't in, but I went to her, one of the people there, and I really don't like her that much.
Yep.
And blah 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 blah. It's going to the hair salon. From what I know, I mean, going to the hair salon is an experience. Okay. You know, when I did have hair, I used to go to a place. The guy used to cut my hair. Very good guy, and you know, it was an experience going there. You know, and when you hire, you're hiring not only for the skill, but the experience. Positive attitude, happy is part of that experience. For them to dictate to you, I mean, in that respect, happy is totally ludicrous. You know, well, what if they're unhappy people? I don't fucking want them. They're not, you know, it's you're not doing your job. Look, if I'm Michael, no blacks, obviously, you can't do that. But it's due to the nature of person you want. You're looking for a happy person to work there. I'm not running a plumbing counter. I'm not looking for the guy to unload the UPS truck or the guy to run the pickup counter. Believe me, the guy that runs my pickup counter has the fucking personality of a lead bar, you know. But who gives a shit? He's not styling hair. You know, I could care less. But, you know, but in that hairdressing thing, that's a big part of it.
We'll leave it with this. They're really not asking for a happy person. They're just asking for somebody to act happy while they're there. They really don't give a shit about your emotional well-being and whether you're sunny or 24/7 all the time. No. Just be happy and friendly there, which is pretty much what every workplace wants. Just fucking make it, listen, I know, we all know, as soon as the boss walks out, you're fucking giving them the finger, you're beating the shit out of your stress ball, you're going shit, but when the boss is there or people around, put that fucking smile on your face, because that's the gig. That's all she's asking for. Yes! Just fucking fake it. Just pretend like every married person does, because you don't want an issue. That's all we're saying.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's take our break. On the break, we have new music from Fint McKay with Goodbye, and from Fly the Nest with Borrow Time. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. And then we'll come back. We'll do some scamming scammers with the lovely...